Let's get started with our Inspector of Turns training. As an Inspector of Turns, or IOT, you're responsible for ensuring that swimmers comply with the relevant rules. You're specifically monitoring the start of the race, turns, the finish, and changeovers during relay events. If you observe an infringement, you must alert the Chief IOT and report it to the referee. If the referee accepts your report, then you must complete an infraction report card. During 800 and 1500 metre events, you have additional responsibilities for lap counting and warning swimmers as they approach the end of their swim. When backstroke ledges are in use, you are responsible for their installation and removal. And if required, you will take the finishing time by operating a timekeeping push button. A Chief IOT must ensure that IOTs fulfil their duties and receive their reports to present to the referee immediately. The Chief will often communicate this via radio and will arrange for the lane to be covered until the reporting IOT returns. These points will be covered in more detail later in this course. An IOT should report to the referee at least 30 minutes before the advertised start time of the meet. This enables the referee to mark you present, give you a program, and advise you of any special instructions that may apply. You will need several items of equipment to do your job properly. These include a whistle, pens, notepad and a clipboard, and infraction report forms. You may be required to operate equipment. It is recommended that you familiarise yourself with its operation prior to the commencement of the meet. Such equipment may include a lap counter, signalling device, underwater display equipment, timing button, and backstroke ledge. You should refer to the official's appointment roster to confirm your assigned position. Note whether you're at the start or turn end and which lane or lanes you're covering. If this is not specified in the roster, you must report to the Chief IOT for your lane assignment. It may not always be possible to fully roster IOTs to each lane at both ends of the pool. In such circumstances, the judges of stroke are often requested by the referee to assist the inspectors of turns. Now let's look at the positioning of these officials. IOTs are located at the start end and the turn end. In addition, each end has a Chief IOT usually positioned on the opposite side of the pool from the referee. There are usually four judges of stroke, two on each side. The referee is located near the starter and recorders. The IOTs and judges of stroke are each responsible for monitoring specific zones. These are known as their areas of jurisdiction. The Inspector of Turns has jurisdiction over their appointed lane or lanes at the start, commencing from the start and ending with the completion of the first arm stroke, at a turn, commencing from the beginning of the last arm stroke before touching the wall and ending with the completion of the first arm stroke after turning, and at the finish, commencing from the beginning of the last arm stroke before touching the wall and ending with the touch. The requirements for IOTs to observe swimmers and protocols of where and when to stand vary between strokes. These are covered later in the course. IOTs apply the rules of swimming as relevant to their area of jurisdiction. When an infraction has been observed, the IOT must be very clear that a rule has been breached. If there is any doubt in the mind of the IOT, the benefit must be in favour of the swimmer. Report only what you observe, not what you think may have occurred. Congratulations! You've started down the long path to becoming an accredited Inspector of Turns. Next, you should study the rules of swimming and how to employ them in the context of your role. To aid you, the next lessons in this course contain instructional videos. To reinforce learning, candidates should print and read the study notes that accompany this course. You are also recommended to recruit a mentor to learn from and gain ample practical experience. The next lessons will cover butterfly, breaststroke, backstroke, freestyle, individual medley, relays, infraction reporting, 800 and 1500 meter events, and backstroke ledges. Upon completion of these lessons, a multiple choice theory test is available to assess your learning. You will ideally complete this course alongside gaining practical experience with a mentor. Once you're confident and your mentor thinks you're ready, please arrange for your assessment. Thank you for your commitment and good luck.